Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 12. Living an Overcoming Life by Reigning in Life to Become the New Jerusalem as the City of Life. Tuesday. Related Verses. Revelation 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Galatians 3, verses 7 and 29. Verse 7. Know then that they who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham. Verse 29. And if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Numbers 6, verses 24 to 27. Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, that I myself may bless them. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Related reading. The Bible is a book concerning God with man. In between God and man, there is a third party, Satan. Satan always makes trouble, and all the trouble is the chaos. The Lord needs a particular group of people, the overcomers, who will be one with him to conquer all the destructive chaos and triumph in his unique constructive economy. In the first 10.5 chapters of Genesis, God was dealing with man as the Adamic race. But after these chapters of the Bible, God shifted to another group of people, composed of the descendants of one father, Abraham. God shifted from the Adamic race to the Abrahamic race. The Old Testament covers the race of Adam and the physical descendants of Abraham. In the New Testament economy, God had a serious, vital shift to another group of people. He shifted from Abraham's descendants according to the flesh to Abraham's descendants according to the Spirit. All the believers in Christ, regardless of their race, are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. Regretfully, however, most of the spiritual descendants of Abraham also fail God. Then to whom can God go in order to carry out his purpose? At the beginning of the last book of the Bible, the Lord Jesus as the high priest, walking among the golden lampstands, gives a call to another group of people, the overcomers, to him who overcomes. This is a sevenfold call to us, his believers, the spiritual descendants of our great father, Abraham. The overcomers are the fourth race. The New Testament age is approaching 2,000 years of history. There have been 2,000 years for the Adamic race, 2,000 years for the Abrahamic race according to the flesh, and almost 2,000 years for the Abrahamic race according to the Spirit. What the Lord needs is the race of overcomers to conquer all the satanic chaos and triumph in the divine economy. The book of Revelation is a book on the overcomers. The overcoming race brings in the success to God for his economy. We need to consider where we are today. We may say that we are in the New Testament, but this in itself is not adequate. We must be in the last 19 chapters of the Bible, from Revelation 4 through 22, from the throne to the New Jerusalem, those who belong to the overcoming race. According to God's economy, there are only four races on this earth: the race of Adam, the race of Abraham according to the flesh, the race of Abraham according to the spirit, and the race of the overcomers. We should declare by faith that we belong to the race of the overcomers. The book of Revelation shows us that without the overcomers, Christ has no way to come back. We know that Christ is our way, but from deep within his heart, Christ would tell us that the overcomers are his way. Without Christ, we do not have a way, but today, without the overcomers, Christ has no way. The overcomers are the very way for Christ to come back.